You needn't have a law degree to recognize we're in uncharted waters. Not only is this a federal criminal charge against a former president of the United States, on any which of these counts could be punishable by 10 to 25 years in prison and $250,000 fine, but the granularity and the absolute overpowering nature of some of these accusations striking. They're making clear in this charging document the former president is alleged to have personally overseen some of the movement of these boxes with America's most classified top secrets included, that the former president was also knowing that these records were being sought, part of a conspiracy to obstruct the investigation, to block information from getting to a grand jury or to investigators. And it is clear these are state secrets allegedly being shared by the former president with people who didn't have security clearances outside of a secured compartmental information facility, and that it was done on more than one occasion.
We've learned that Judge Eileen Cannon, who is a Trump appointee, will oversee the case. She's made some favorable rulings for him in the past. I don't know that we can say this tips the case in somebody's favor or not, but isn't that a big factor now, Scott?
It certainly is. I mean, it's certainly a factor. Whether it's something that's consequential on the ends of justice is a different story. But Eileen Cannon is a Trump appointee, which means that for the first time in American history, president's going to be criminally charged with a case that goes before a judge he himself appointed. Just reflect on the significance of that for a moment. The practical impact, Judge Eileen Cannon is somebody for whom the Department of Justice might seek to have the case moved, or they may be very comfortable with it going to a Trump appointee to be beyond reproach, another factor that takes politics potentially out of the criticisms of this case. She operates out of a smaller venue in the Southern District of Florida. She's not Miami-based. She's actually in West Palm Beach, smaller courthouse, different jury pool in West Palm Beach than there'd be in Miami or in Key West, for example. And that may impact the jury selection process and ultimately a trial. If this goes to trial, it's always worth reminding folks, less than 5% of federal criminal cases ever end up going to trial. And when they do, you don't really get to see much of it. There's no cameras in courtrooms. There are no booking shots released. It's quite possible the former president is brought in and out of the courthouse invisibly through a secured private entrance. A lot of this is going to be happening in a way we can't see.